FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
And we're joined this morning by Dave Workman. He is with the Second Amendment Foundation. They're a communications director. It is saf.org. And Dave, good morning to you. Welcome back into the show.
Well, thanks very much for having me. I've had kind of an exciting morning already. So.
Yeah, how's that? What happened?
Oh, I was having a chat with a police officer when the phone rang. We're out here in the middle of a windstorm out here, so.
Oh, wow. Well, hope everything's all right.
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's good.
Glad to hear it. So I read this story out of Chicago where a young woman who was a concealed carry holder suddenly finds herself being robbed in Chicago, which is apparently a fairly common event. But in this particular case, this young woman had taken advantage of the concealed carry law in Illinois. And I know the Second Amendment Foundation was in the forefront of having to go to court to force Illinois to join just about every other state in allowing this.
Yeah, what happened, the door got open. Well, I guess the dam burst, really, when the Second Amendment Foundation sued the city of Chicago back in 2010. And we got the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. That was McDonald v. City of Chicago, and forced Chicago to nullify its handgun ban. That led to the process of where we could file lawsuits really all over the country, but primarily in Illinois to bring them into the 21st century. They had to create this concealed carry statute. And that led to an opportunity for young women like this to go out and get a concealed pistol license.
Yeah. Well,
and then, the bad guys showed up and picked the wrong subject.
Well, for people who didn't hear the story, so it's a 19-year-old man was the suspect here, shows up to rob her, and she happens to have her own gun, right? She pulls the gun out, she shoots the guy, he was fatally wounded. Now, we're never happy about anybody dying, but the point here is that you got a good girl with a gun, in this case, against a bad guy with a gun, and she was able to defend herself.
Yeah, that's right. It's I've got a friend, Masad Ayoub, who's a nationally known firearms instructor and legal advisor, and he calls that a fatal error in the victim selection process.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you know what? And the thing about it is, here we are, all these years later. Missouri struggled with for a while years ago with whether or not to have concealed carry, and all you heard from the left was, and I specifically remember getting in an argument at a golf tournament with an attorney I was golfing with, who was at the time telling me it's going to turn into the Wild West and blah blah blah. And I said, of course it's not, because the people that go through the training and the background checks to carry concealed are not the ones you have to worry about. And here we find again, same thing in Illinois. They tried to make it as difficult as possible.
They sure did. And, it's really sad, I think, a commentary on some people in government who, when the opportunity arises for people to exercise a right, some people in government do their darndest to make it more difficult than it should be to exercise that right. Sometimes I just don't understand those guys, how they keep getting elected. But, well, I guess that's what happened.
Yeah. We're talking to Dave Workman, who's with the Second Amendment Foundation. They step into these cases all across the country to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and we appreciate what they do. I had to laugh, Dave, when I read this story out of the Chicago media yesterday, where Ed Burke, Chicago's longest-serving alderman, one of its aldermen who's the loudest about gun control, first got charged with using his office for extortion, and when they served the search warrant, they found 23 guns in his office.
Yeah, I wrote about that the other day at, I think, Liberty Park Press. And there's another thing. The hypocrisy of some of the people who push gun control is beyond me. You look at Leland Yee, the former state senator out in California, who is now in prison for being involved in a gun trafficking scheme. He voted for every gun control law that came out in Sacramento. And I guess it's the same thing with Burke. And I don't object to somebody having a gun collection.
You know, no, not at all.
In fact, that's Americana at its best. But when you turn around and try to limit everybody else's access to firearms and try to put limits on their exercise of their right to have a firearm, and you've got a house full of guns, there's something that just doesn't pass the smell test.
No, and you know, here's the thing. This guy got ordinances passed outlawing cell phone cases that might appear to look like guns, banning concealed weapons in various places, you know, gun-free zones around Chicago. We talk about that all the time, how ridiculous these gun-free zones are. That's where a lot of these mass shootings end up happening.
Well, that's true. Most mass shootings do happen in gun-free zones. And, you know, I'm working on another book with Alan Gottlieb called Good Guys with Guns. And we devote a whole chapter to what happened in Cicero last year when the armed citizen jumped out in the defense of that wounded police officer over there and was probably instrumental in saving that guy's life. So good guys do have guns, and they do use them.
Well, again, we appreciate what you guys do at the Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. Dave Workman, good luck with your police officer conversation this morning.
Well, he's gone now, and then we're in an area where the wind isn't blowing so bad. So.
Fantastic. All right, have a great day.
You bet.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah, that's good. So interesting.